while ago, I stopped making videos that tried to show people on the other side of the fence that the FDA, Health Canada, the WHO are evil liars, because why waste your breath? But I'm going to try one last time, because the new boosters are out, and they are, according to the manufacturers, new formulations, not the originals. So here are a few reasons not to get boosted if you're sitting on the fence. 1. These newly concocted boosters have had zero human trials. The FDA said back in June that it would not require trial data to authorize these new formulations, which is flat out corrupt.
When you have an updated vaccine that serves as a boost, as it were, and it's directed against the dominant circulating strain that's in society, you have every reason to believe that that is going to be better than
having a vaccine that isn't highly specific to the circulating strain.
It hasn't been proven in a clinical trial because we don't have time to do a clinical trial.
You have every reason to believe, and because we don't have time to do a clinical trial, are careless, stupid, and irrational statements, even for him. 2.
You'll tell two friends, and they'll tell two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on.
Everybody knows somebody who's been injured or experienced strange side effects after getting COVID shots. If you don't know of anyone who had a problem, you should probably buy a lottery ticket. You're that lucky. 3. When the vaccine rollout began, health officials knowingly, majorly misled the public. They knew that the shots were not actual vaccines, meaning an injection that inoculates you so that you don't get infected.
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we...
Burks wasn't the only one who knew this. All of them should be charged and on trial, and there's every reason not to trust them now. 4. Bill Gates and his little vaccine alliance is not some goofy, innocent bystander in all of this, more like the wizard behind the curtain. In May this year, when Gates said this...
And then, at that point, we didn't really understand... the fatality rate, you know, we didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu.
He wasn't joking. COVID is not and was not the plague we were sold. 5. Unvaccinated people should be dead. But we aren't dead. In fact, we're pretty healthy. The pandemic of the unvaccinated, the dark winter of severe illness and death for the unvaccinated were things that never happened. Full stop. 6. The alarming tragedy connected to the vaccine rollout. If somehow you're unaware, there has been a tsunami of vaccinated athletes collapsing and having their careers ruined. And sudden adult death syndrome is a cover-up for vaccine death. And insurance companies are reporting massive increases in all-cause mortality. And the common denominator is pretty obvious. So don't risk your health. There's been no human trials, and that's all anyone really needs to know.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ricardo Delgado, and I am the founder and director of La Quinta Columna. All the vaccines tested, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Janssen, and Moderna, contain exclusively nanotechnology. We have found nanorouters, which also emit MAC addresses that can be registered with Bluetooth wireless technology by just using your own mobile phone and the help of an app. We have found nano antennas and plasmonic antennas for the amplification of these signals. We have also identified nanorectennas, which act as rectifier bridges of alternating, direct current, codecs, and certain logic gates for the encryption of these nanocommunications emitted from the inoculated individual to a remote server. The primary material for the elaboration of these microstructural complexes is graphene oxide, the presence of which is decisive for the self-assembly of these structural complexes. The main mechanisms of exfoliation of graphene oxide within the body, into graphene quantum dots, are natural biodegradation mediated by the enzyme myeloperoxidase, and the Tesla-phoresis mechanism, which are microwave electromagnetic fields emitted from mobile phone signals with different frequency ranges. Graphene oxide injected into the body acquires magnetic properties in contact with hydrogen and living cells. This is why most vaccinated people have this exacerbated magnetism at the point of inoculation, and subsequently in the upper solar plexus and the skull. Graphene oxide is detected in the body by our immune system as if it were a pathogen. Once injected, it has an affinity for the central nervous system. Basically, the spinal cord in our brain, because of its higher electrical conductivity. In the central nervous system, it causes immobilization of limbs, strokes, paraplegia and alteration of the nervous system. Graphene oxide has a blood clotting factor and increases thrombogenicity or thrombus proliferation. The ultimate consequence of thrombi is all kinds of cardiovascular accidents, such as embolisms, ischemias, strokes, aneurysms, etc. Graphene oxide also has an affinity for electrical organs, such as our heart, especially when its cardiac activity increases, and therefore its electrical activity. At that moment, this graphene oxide targets the heart and inflames it, generating myocarditis or pericarditis. In addition, graphene oxide has the ability to absorb electromagnetic radiation from our environment and multiply it with a transistor effect. Thus, it generates small discharges that cause arrhythmias in our cardiac system. This explains why so many athletes are suffering from arrhythmias when they have increased cardiac activity. Consequences of these arrhythmias are fainting, blackouts or syncope, linked or not to unexpected or sudden death.
I came out of a gross background where I was a bad sinner. I had my PhD in sin. I did whatever my heart wanted to do. And now suddenly God's telling me he loves me and he's got a great plan. And I rebuked God. And I said, God, you got to stop talking to me. But he never did. He just got louder. He began to speak more and more. And he said, Darren, I love you. And that began to enter into my heart. And then he began to reveal his nature to me. And the more that he revealed himself, the more I got healed. And I noticed that when I got healed, I had more peace. And so I became very hungry to hear God's voice and enter into his plans. I believe what I became like was Ezekiel. He's standing in the valley of dry bones and he hears God speak. And then he speaks what God says. And I noticed that as I began to do that, their stuff would be created. My ministry, my family, my home, my business, all these things came out of hearing it, but I started with declaration, and then I asked for strategy to enter into it, and it began to birth.
In my hand is a clean, crisp 10-pound note. It's worth 10 English pounds. Okay, but now watch this. I've scrunched it up into a ball. But what I'm about to do next will really gross you out. Can you see what I've done? I've made it icky, I've made it dirty, I've made it gross. At the beginning, when it was clean and it was crisp, the value of this note was £10. Now it's creased, now it's dirty, now it's filthy. What is the value of this note? It's still £10. Dear precious believer, you might think you're creased, you might think you're dirty, you might think you're filthy, but you have still not lost your value in God's eyes. Why? Because you are washed in the precious blood of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Our last clip of the day was uploaded to Instagram by Paranoid Normal. The video was captured by a homeowner in Japan who had long suspected his house was haunted. After months of mysterious banging noises and footstep sounds down the hallway, they decided to conduct some paranormal experiments. Take a look at what they've caught on film. The balloon appears to be hit by some kind of unseen force. Later, it looks like his hand is slapped by an invisible presence. Finally, he tries one more experiment. Watch what happens. Something appears to grab the toilet paper and run down the stairs. A lot of people think this footage is staged and just a little bit over the top, and I tend to agree. Still, that hasn't stopped people from calling this some of the most shocking paranormal footage they've ever seen. So I'll throw this one out to you lot for final judgment. Let me know what you think about this strange footage in the comments down below.
I have a whole folder about magicians. Many of them throw up the same signs and symbols. Penn and Teller are famous magicians. Are they taking a bite out of the apple? They're seen here at their gravesite doing the Osiris Risen Freemasonry pose. Penn Jillette is a famous atheist. Every day is an atheist holiday. God no. Signs you may already be an atheist. He's throwing up the devil horns, probably just because he's rock and roll. He's doing one-eye symbolism. Very classic, right? Us Christians, we do one-eye symbolism, the Eye of Horus, every day when we pose for photos. Not. Here's Teller. He's got the sign of success on his hand. He's doing the vow of silence. The vow of silence. He's helping to fake space, perpetuating the lie of evolution, the Big Bang Theory, and the globe. And he's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, the gesture not of Jesus, right? Again, is this for Jesus Christ, this occult, hidden in plain sight, sign of enlightenment, or is it anti-Christ? Brothers and sisters, everyone watching, God bless you.
I want you to close your eyes, relax, say, Jesus, give me a drink of the new wine.
Give me a drink of the new wine.
Now just wait. That's that joy. There it goes. He gives you joy for all the tears. Yeah. That's that new wine. Everyone's on pills, smoking marijuana, they're depressed. This is what God gives you, true joy. You don't gotta pay for it. You don't gotta go to a doctor. Jesus Christ is the great physician. Come to Him. Say, Jesus, I need peace. He'll give you peace. I need joy. And let's pray for you. This is Jesus. Can we pray for you? Jesus Christ. His spirit's here. If you were smart, you'd jump into this river. Change your life. Don't judge it. Don't judge it. What happened is Jesus. Oh, yeah, chills go down when she touched you. That's the power of God. Let her pray a little more for you. Let her put her hand on you some more. She's feeling the Holy Ghost. Yeah, Jesus, he loves you. Joy. Joy. Jesus Christ showed up. We're shopping. Jesus Christ showed up.
Oh, God.
Praise God.
Thank you, God. Jesus.
Jesus, yeah. God bless you. Love you.
Y'all keep. Oh.
Yeah, we just met her. God bless you, brother. This is Jesus, Holy Spirit. Hey, Jesus. He doesn't want. He doesn't want undercover Christians. He wants real ones. Yeah. Yeah. Don't be an undercover Christian. Yeah. Taste some more. Bam. Take that joy. Drink. Take it. Bam. Bless that lady and her family in Jesus' name. Breakthrough came today. His name is Jesus. For your family, for you.
Jesus. Yes. Vad är det? Sträck ut benet för mig då. Oj, vad det ser. Kan du filma den så att man ser skillnaden?
Ja.
I Jesu namn, att det faller dig ett ben. Gå ut. Bli lika långt som den andra. Just nu, i Jesu namn. Påbörja läkning just nu av detta benet. Just nu, i Jesu namn. Befaller dig just nu, i Jesu namn. Sträck du, sträck ut benet. Just nu, påbörja läkning just nu, i Jesu namn. Just nu.
This shoulder?
Yeah.
You have pain there, right now?
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you pain to leave right now. But where is the pain?
Fall off quick. Fall off quick.
Is it gone? The pain is gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Terror. I Jesu namn befaller dig all smärta i den här halsen och mandlarna. Gå just nu. Då ringer rätt och kvar. Just nu i Jesu namn. Försvinn just nu. Få våra liv och läkdom här nu. Just nu i Jesu namn. Just nu. Svälj lite och känn efter nu så som du kände att du gjorde ont förut.
Fan, det är borta.
Jag sa det.
Praise God. Thank you.
Befaller dig i smärta. Gå just nu i Jesu namn. Just nu. Och våra liv och läkedom i den här nacken och axlar just nu i Jesu namn, just nu. Now.
You feel something better?
That's okay, I feel something as well.
Yeah.
Huh? Seriously.
Say hallelujah to God.
Yes, to Jesus.
To God.
Oh, seriously, see. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Go on, say it.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
and
yeah, that's the Holy Spirit.
Like, you're on your own. Yes, you're on your own. You're on your own. You're on your own. You're
thank you. Take me to you.